this one. I can drag out.
What song most snugly fits inside socks? I'm your host, Martin Dickey, and aiming to knock our socks off, journalist and indie filmmaker Hazel Sheffield.
Hi.
Bless his little cotton socks. It's part-time DJ Ian Wilkinson.
Hello.
She didn't win last week, so pulling her socks up is cellist out of indie band Madam Sarah Gill.
Hello.
And put a sock in it, music and travel writer Richie McKeegan.
Hi.
Right, in my mind, the four key areas to consider for socks are design, warmth, technique, troubleshooting.
What kind of sock has a technique? I want to know.
Putting them on. What's your technique for putting them on? Sitting on the bed? Because I think some people make the mistake of standing up and trying to put their socks on.
The worst place to put a sock on is swimming pool changing rooms.
Oh, God, yes.
Awful.
That's
awful
very true. The wet dry dance.
The wet dry dance and also the sweaty, not quite dry foot.
What about after the beach, though? That's worse, surely.
Oh, sand.
Yeah, yeah. Sandy socks.
Then if you're on holiday, you don't really need socks.
You shouldn't have taken your socks down to the beach to start with.
That's just that's your first. That's a very good point.
Yeah, very true.
Depends where you, which beach you're at, though.
One of the fun things to do with socks, when they're not quite dry off the radiator, you can blow them up with a hairdryer to get the moisture out the end.
Yes.
I won't lie, I have microwaved a pair of socks.
I have done that before, so it's very effective.
I microwaved a pair of jeans, and that was really stupid. Yeah,
they've got metal.
Yes, and the microwave started flashing in electric blue, so that was a bit dangerous. Troubleshooting, difficult to put socks on when you're injured in any way. It's the most difficult item of clothing I find to put on when you're injured.
What kind of injury?
Broken rib, in a sling.
Most injuries.
There are people who choose to wear their socks inside out because the inner seam irritates their toes.
I can totally understand that. It's not something I do myself because I don't like the idea of it, but I try to choose a sock with a very smooth inner seam.
What is it about the idea that you don't like?
The anti-neatness.
Sarah, you're up first. What song have you chosen for socks?
I have chosen Your Socks Don't Match by Fats Waller.
I like the devil in your chin. I even like the tricky way you grin, yes, baby. Still, you ain't nowhere. You ain't no kind of catch. Doggone you, woman, your socks don't match. Your teeth have that pearly white, yeah. Your lips are sweet. And they pucker right, yes. You're the kind to lift my latch. But doggone, baby, your socks don't match.
So Fats Waller, obviously famed American jazz pianist. He was a composer and singer and general entertainer. And he was really innovative in the Harlem stride style or stride piano, which was a style of music in the 20s or 30s. It was mainly developed in New York and thought of as the foundation of modern jazz piano. I think you're going to struggle to identify why I might have chosen it for this week's topic, though.
Your socks don't match. This is another problem you've got with socks. You were pernickety about the seam. Are you similarly pernickety about the colours and how they should match?
I would say yes, to the point of where when I'm matching up my socks, even if they're all the same colour and the same brand, I try to work out which ones originally belong together.
I agree. Not only do I have to make sure my socks match, I match my socks to... I work from the bottom up, really, interesting, and I have to match my socks to other items of clothing. Mm-hmm. So I quite often wear a tie to work, and frequently my tie will match my socks.
So what is up with Fats Waller here, then? As a jazz musician, you think he's pretty cool, maybe quite relaxed, and he seems to really like the girl in the song, but her socks didn't match. Why is that such a big problem?
What I liked about the song was how it sort of links the symbolism of the matching pair of socks as a shorthand for whether or not you've got your shit together, basically. But also it kind of highlights really stupid, superficial ways you judge someone and their appearance, which we all do a bit, don't we? Yeah. But apparently this song was a sequel to his another song that he wrote called Your Feet's Too Big. So he seemed to really have a problem with it.
A real thing, isn't it?
Foot fetish.
Yeah, no, exactly. Ooh. And I would complain about it's a bit body shaming-y, isn't it? But they're quite funny songs. So like the lyrics in Your Feet's Too Big are... Up in Harlem, at table for two, there were four of us. Me, your big feet, and you.
That is often a marker, isn't it, if someone's got their shit together. Even today, if you're wearing odd socks, you're wondering what's going on in that person's life that that's happened.
Exactly. So either you haven't noticed and you don't care, or if you're doing it deliberately, you're being wacky and you're annoying and to be avoided, probably. Mm.
Although I have started to see in trainers, in sneakers... a trend for mismatched trainers in a fashionable way. Yeah, why hasn't that happened with your socks yet?
Same brand of trainer, but in different colours.
Yeah.
Oh, that's awful.
It's dreadful.
Yeah, I mean, I think that can just... Yeah, that needs to stop.
They could put a sock in it.
Hey.
Yeah, I mean, really, I really didn't think I'd find a song about socks. And so I was trying to think, how would I conceptualise socks? But then I looked on Spotify and there's loads of songs about socks.
so many songs about socks.
There's loads, isn't it? Strange. You'd never think.
They're a fundamental part of human existence.
Yeah, they're very important.
Go back to the Egyptians.
Do they?
Yeah.
Egyptians wore socks. It's hot
in Egypt. Yeah, made of leather.
The earliest socks were...
Google it.
Were found in Egypt, weren't they? Yeah. Just about 250 to 420 AD.
They were created by something called Nile binding, which is knotless knitting. Excavated near the Nile in Egypt, and they had split toes so that you could wear them with sandals, which I think
the original and best.
Yeah, there we are. Developing through to 500 AD, socks called putties were worn by holy people in Europe, symbolised purity. For some reason, quite an unpure thing these days, aren't they? Socks, really. And more recently, 1500s, the knitting machine revolutionised socks. They could be knitted 6 times faster than by hand.
Wow.
And in 1938, the last great revolution of the sock, nylon.
Flipping it.
And the weaving of multiple threads.
This is great podcast.
I remember when that happened.
Okay. We all remember where we were when nylon was introduced into the weaving of socks. But we talk a lot about the design and the style of socks, but actually they serve quite a particular purpose. They're supposed to absorb perspiration.
They definitely do that.
They do
I've
do
experienced
that.
This
well,
myself.
Yeah. The foot is among the heaviest producer of sweat in the body.
Gravity, I guess. Is that a thing?
I wonder if...
Gravity's a thing, yeah.
You're sweating from all parts of your body and it's so profuse that it's just dripping down into your shoes.
Not sure it quite
I hadn't fully thought like that theory out.
Apparently, your foot can produce 1/4 pint of perspiration per day.
This is why you have to wear socks with trainers, otherwise you just stink, don't you? Because it's there festering.
Well, a lot of people are not choosing to wear socks these days.
Mm.
Boat shoes. No socks. They must stink.
Boo.
I always said that about posh people.
Einstein hated socks.
Did he?
He thought it stifled his creativity. He didn't like wearing socks.
He would wear shoes, but yeah, he would.
Yeah,
he's
smart man. Why did he possibly think socks could do that to his creativity? That's
a good
point.
He's one of the cleverest men who ever existed. We should probably listen to. Although I like socks. I'm conflicted.
Einstein socks.
By the end of the episode, hopefully we'll have sorted this out. Moving swiftly on, we're going to move to you. Ian, what have you chosen?
I've chosen Stormzy and Big For Your Boots. You're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? Look, you're getting way too big for your boots. You're never too big for the boot. I got the big size 12s on my feet. Your face ain't big for my boots. Kick up the U. Man, know that I kick up the U. Them way there try to suck the truth. How dare you to suck the truth? When I come round here like a bad boy, do it. Run all the talking, go on and do it. That was Stormzy and Big For Your Boots, his 2017 single, which directly preceded his hit album Gang Signs and Prayer. It was the first grime album to reach number one. He is one of the key artists who've helped grime to reach a mainstream audience. This week was rewarded for that by winning 2 Brit Awards for Best British Solo Artist and Best British Album. Also a big fan of socks.
Prove it.
He definitely has some.
He's got socks.
Yeah?
How do you know?
Because he says in the song, which is essentially him bragging that he's better than the other people who he's come into contact with. You're not Al Capone, you'll get boxed. They can take my car and my crepes. I'll still do the road in my socks.
Yeah, that is a great line.
Hang on, what?
He'll still do the road in his socks. He'll still go and tour, even if they've nicked his shoes.
Oh, I see.
He'll still go and tour wearing his socks. It's humour. But I want to go back.
It's humour.
I want to go back and contend the first number one grime album. Arguably, it was Tiny Temper.
Is that really grime? You can kind of get into... you can drive yourself mad with this. In fact, not that long ago... You say that. Just before the end of the year, on a Six Music show, which was talking about best albums of the year, I tweeted... My favourite album last year was The Godfather by Wiley. So I tweeted and said this was the best grime album 2017, beating Dizzy Rascal and Stormzy. And I got a reply from someone saying it was the best grime album, but only because Stormzy isn't really a grime album.
What kind of album is it?
Half a grime album. I don't know what the other half is.
Oh, so, half grime.
So it is disputed by other people as well.
Well, that Stormzy isn't even grime.
Yeah.
Yeah. Mm. I've heard this. But then I feel like any genre that spends way too long bothering about what genre it is or isn't, it's a record, it's good. Yeah.
Get over yourself.
I mean, that song in particular has got a lot of grime tropes running through it, I think. The beat and the vocal sample.
Yeah.
If anything, isn't it shinier than a lot of shiny grime?
Well, that might be because it was produced by someone else who's mentioned in the song. He mentions socks in a humorous way. He also mentions Adele in quite a humorous way.
My other favourite lyric in that.
Yeah. Try to tell me I'm way too big to rebel. Nah, man, you're never too big to rebel.
I was in the O2 singing my lungs out, rude, but you're never too big for Adele. Yeah, didn't she shout out to him at her O2?
Well, there was big rumours he was going to appear with her.
Right, okay.
And before she cancelled those dates.
Well, Big Few Boots was co-produced by DJ Sir Spyro and Fraser T. Smith. And it was Fraser T. Smith who also produced Adele's single Set Fire to the Rain. So they're kind of buddies. They're kind of mates.
I think the other reason I chose it is there's lots of references to footwear in general. Big for your boots. If you are too big for your boots, what are you going to do? Take your boots off. What are you likely to be wearing under your boots? Socks.
Or take your socks off so your boots fit better. I thought you chose the song because you're referring to when you have like welly boots on and your socks kind of fall off inside the boot and it's just really uncomfortable. It's awful, especially if they're wet as well.
I think the least pleasurable sock-related experience is seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers on stage wearing just their socks.
Oh,
over
God.
There.
Did you see that?
Well, that sentence could have stopped at just seeing the Red Hot Chili Peppers.
That's true.
I think the other...
It's disgusting.
...thing that sort of ties this in, I chose it because it's quite a nice, relatively local, contemporary example of socks being an ongoing punchline in hip-hop lyrics. And when I'd look into this... There were lots of recent examples of rappers referencing socks from Jay-Z, Kendrick Lamar, Frank Ocean, and socks seem to frequently be used as the butt of a joke, either to make light of themselves or to joke about someone else. Or in the Jay-Z example, where he recycles the same lyric about wearing a white suit with no socks, as if wearing no socks is like a symbol of purity.
The other thing that socks are sometimes used as in hip-hop, I noticed, is as like a status symbol. In Kendrick Lamar's Humble, he has a line about getting down with a girl on the sofa and he's wearing his polo socks.
But also, the other side of that is Frank Ocean in Solo, which is he's recently split up with his other half, and he talks about skipping showers and switching socks. I'm skipping showers and switching socks, sleeping good and long. So he's lost all his self-respect, so he's stopped washing and he doesn't wash his socks anymore.
Like
so it's kind of, I think what we're saying then, socks in hip-hop, controversial.
Hip-hop and socks, that's definitely someone's PhD topic, isn't it? PhD, I never want to read.
But not grime and socks, or maybe grime and socks.
Well, that's another.
There is a sock theory in philosophy. What is that?
Do tell.
It was attributed to John Locke, who was a 17th...
Locks and Socks.
Oh. It was a little. It was called Locke Socks.
Locke.
How did Locke, you know, Sarah? And... Someone in the 17th
did
century.
Did Dr. Seuss
write on your level? the idea, it was about shape-shifting, basically, and how much of, how many atoms of a human would you have to replace before they became a different human? And the metaphor, which was attributed to him, although questioned, is how many times would you have to patch a sock before it became a different garment?
Oh, yeah.
Well, that's interesting.
Did that precede the broom version of that argument?
The broom version being Del Boy and...
Or is it there's also a boat version
it's the same version.
The ship of Theseus.
And a cobbler as well, yeah.
All interesting, and I never know the... Well, is there
it's a bit... The modern equivalent is like putting a brain in a brain transplant. The idea being that if it's... Well, commonly believed that if it's the spirit of the same person... i.e. the brain, then that is the identity of the person.
Don't all of our body cells
replace
each other, though? Exactly. So we're not...
skeleton every 7 years, don't
we?
Everything's replaced, yeah.
Apart from our
More
identity.
Often than some people change their socks.
Identity, yes.
As Descartes said, I think, therefore I am.
We're going to move on to you, Hazel. What song have you chosen?
Our Socks Forevermore by This Is The Kid.
And I wanted it to join in with you. To take off my shoes are so
So that was Our Socks Forevermore by This Is The Kit, which was on her first album, 2008's Cruel Bol, which has a weird spelling and is widely thought to be a Dutch term denoting a person with curly hair, tangential to our subject matter. It was produced by John Parrish of PJ Harvey fame, and it was also featured on a 2006 compilation album put together by Rob DeBank, of all people, called Folk Off.
He's a lover of a compilation, isn't he? What else is on it?
Vetiver, Animal Collective.
Jose
Gonzalez. I don't think he is, actually.
Might be.
This is a man whose entire career is built from a really bad pun.
What? Rob DeBank. Yeah, and he looks like the kind of man who would make an album called Folk Off.
Yeah.
And This Is The Kit also look kind of unbearably twee. She divides opinion in our house. But I do really like her early stuff. I was 22 in 2008, and this song is basically about getting down and dirty with somebody, even though you don't really want to and you keep running away. And I would like to add in a new theme to our sock episode, which is kinky.
Kinky socks,
variation on kinky boots. Basically, you know, she says at the end of this song, I want to join in with you to take off my shoes and socks forevermore, flying across the floor. And I think she means towards the bed.
Or the mattress.
Or the mattress, isn't it? They've not quite got to beds.
No.
The well, image of clothes strewn about. Yeah. On the way to the bed.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm just imagining a slightly grubby, folky flat. So there's probably some mattress
grubby
on the floor.
Yeah.
No bed frame. But yeah, still the sexy times.
Banjos everywhere.
Yeah, there is
banjos everywhere.
There is something a bit wrong, isn't there, about getting down to sexy times with your socks on.
I kind of long for the days when socks stayed on.
Oh really?
Yeah, trousers around the ankles.
Oh.
Oh yeah, but that's different.
If
you've got your trousers around your ankles, you can have your socks.
Everything
on.
Is gone, everything. But the socks.
That's
then
just
something's
weird.
I think the least sexy thing in the world is like a sock half off.
A flaccid sock.
Yeah. You know,
can be quite distracting in the moment.
Very distracting.
But if you haven't been bothered to take your sock off, I don't think you're going to be thinking about your sock.
No, true. That's right. Yeah,
but you know those times when you sometimes fall asleep with your socks on, and then you sort of several hours into the night you wake up like burning to death,
and you have to take them off
like,
with
claw
your,
at your
toes.
Feet.
I do what Sarah does and take them off with my toes.
With the other one, yes, and that's dangerous. You can scratch your shins.
I have.
And your
I have done that
with your other foot. Perilous.
Worth it though to escape your burning sock.
Oh, it's so nice when you get them off, isn't it?
So still going. This Is The Kit. Still critically acclaimed albums. Last year, Moonshine Freeze scored highly on Pitchfork.
She basically got picked up by all the American folky people and got signed to Brassland by 2013, I think. And by 2014, Aaron Dessner was producing her albums.
Yeah, I always wondered how that happened for them because I always thought they were a bit boring.
Mm, she is a bit, The new
as stuff
is unbearably twig.
Socks are probably more exciting for me than This Is The Kit.
There's quite an endearing simplicity, I think, to her first album.
Mm. Did this not get re? It was on another album of hers as well, was it not? With slightly. So while I was putting together this week's playlist, I found this song twice, both slightly different recordings, but the same song from different years. This was like the first and better version. But there's like another one, which threw me. Maybe she was really into socks.
Well, she is quite into socks. Later on the album, she talks about having to borrow someone's tights on a song. And there's an interview with her from around this time where they comment on the fact that she's wearing long socks.
Quite mundane subject matter. Not, I'm fine with that. I'm just a comment.
Don't get started
for a podcast or for a song.
Yeah. If you're a folk artist and you're going to delve into sex as a topic, you need to soften it slightly and twee.
It's a bit raunchy for folk.
Yeah, by sort of covering it in socks, perhaps. I don't know. Or how?
Cover it up with a sock, mate.
Put a sock,
put a sock
it,
on it.
On it, yeah.
I'm now imagining really sort of really
sticking the red hot chili peppers again.
Yeah. Oh, my mind straight to those awful, like, sort of, I don't know, like hemp. Sock, like hairy socks, you know, like organic, weird
organic
sort of
socks.
Hippie socks.
Bamboo socks.
Oh, I wear bamboo socks.
Is
they're
that
really
thing?
Comfortable.
Yeah.
They're so soft.
Never, I didn't know that was a thing.
They're very
soft.
You get them in boots.
Sounds really painful.
No,
and in shoes.
Socks Forevermore. What's the title there?
Our Socks Forevermore. So it just means she wants to be taking them socks off forever.
Oh, right.
Does she want to keep her socks on forever?
No, she wants to be throwing them across the floor, diving into the mattress.
Getting
she needs
down
to go out.
To it.
No going out. She's too busy, you know. Busy on the mattress.
Oh. I like that idea of our socks, though, almost that somehow, you know, once they forged their bond, that ownerships of socks became irrelevant. They just shared socks all... They were just the same.
Right, okay. Well, we better move on then to song number 4. It's you, Richie. What have you chosen?
I've chosen Rendezvous by Dieter Von Teese.
Hot, mellow sun, my desire out of hand. Sexy poison, I play all my tricks on your lips again. Love, miracle, fly in the sky of passion. Sensual addiction.
That was Rendezvous by Dieter Von Teese, which came out last week. It's a record she's made with Sebastian Tellier off of France and Sexy Music. And yeah, they've collaborated on a surprisingly brilliant album, which is out on Record Makers now.
Oh, fill your boots, everyone. Or your socks.
Or your socks.
Yeah.
She's a burlesque star.
She is, yes. I haven't been on the podcast for a week, so I thought I'd come back in a blaze of glamour. No, well, I was thinking... So
you chose the socks episode.
Yeah, yeah. Well, yeah, because I researched the history of socks, by which I mean I typed socks into Google. But obviously, so socks and stockings are somewhat interchangeable, given at which point in history you are looking.
For your purposes,
yeah. Well, no, I mean, I'm quoting here, but they're interchangeably used terms throughout the history of footwear, apparently, but the main difference is length. So at various points, they were higher and lower. And so basically, as men's trousers went up and down according to fashion, we wore socks or stockings. So I wanted to bring stockings into the equation and thought, who better to represent that than probably the queen of modern day burlesque.
On your point of the trend in socks being a relative to the length of trouser, is that shorter socks for shorter trousers or the other way around?
So generally through history, the shorter the trouser, the longer the sock.
You don't want it cold, drafty.
Cover your legs up, mate.
This is my point. At the risk of sounding like an old man, there's a current trend now for quite short trousers and quite short socks.
Mm, this is true.
Therefore, exposing a lot of leg.
Well,
not a winter look, as far as I'm concerned.
The supposed birth of it is that socks transformed from being kind of functional things to being fashion-y things, and so. Like kings and noblemen and such would wear like knee-high stockings to basically show off their wealth because they had these sort of silky fancy socks, and then
a bit like hip-hop artists of today,
cashmere socks.
Yeah, and then which is why apparently it's where the gifting of socks came about, because if you were like very wealthy and you gave somebody a pair of these fancy stockings, it would be quite a la-di-da gift. So
we got them to thank for all our Christmas
yes,
presents.
Yes, thanks to everyone for Christmas. But this song particularly, like, I'm not going to try and convince you that the lyrics are about socks at all. She says they're about seduction and desire. And the way she says sexy poison or something is just clearly not about socks. But what I did like was that it's called Rendezvous. And if you go by statistics that came out in 2016, 676 million socks are lost each year in the UK. So I just kind of thought, wouldn't it be nice if all those socks were just longing for a rendezvous with their pair? I know that's tenuous, but you've got to give me plaudits for that.
I'm giving you plaudits, yeah. I might even give you some socks for Christmas.
It's a surprisingly good record, especially as, to quote her directly, Dita Von Teese, born Heather Renee Sweet in Michigan, which
why
is
would
a
you
really,
need to change
it's a
your
really
name?
Cool name. You kind of sound like a burlesque star anyway.
Ambitious,
but anyway,
ambitious.
She said, "I'm not a professional singer. In fact, I'm quite uneasy about recording my voice, but I do enjoy the thrill of doing things outside my comfort zone." And she had recorded a bit with artists in the past, with Monarchy and D'Antwoord and briefly when she was married to Marilyn Manson, there was a really good piece in The Guardian last week where they interviewed her and Sebastian Tellier about this record, in which he was the most French man in the whole world. It was a great, it was Alexis Petridis, and there was an aside that just said, if he was any more French, he would have got up and had an affair with my wife during the interview. Given his quotes here, I mean, Dita, she's so beautiful. She is infinite beauty. She is mysterious and also unreal. It was perfect because she's not a singer, but she is trying to be the greatest singer in the world. It's something else. It's just artistic. It's not a job. It's a pleasure. So
I'd like to put the argument forward that Sebastian Tellier is not the best person as an ambassador for socks. Because as that song started playing, I sort of went back in my mind as to what I knew about him. Obviously, the 2008 Eurovision entry for France.
Yes.
I had this memory, which I've now corroborated via Google Images, that he wasn't wearing socks during that performance, which is the absolute truth, because I've got pictorial evidence here.
You have
proved
it there. Yeah, but he has got a massive disco ball.
I think it's an inflatable globe, which I remember him kicking into the audience.
Maybe that's just his sock that he blew up and then...
Well, I can counter that, because I found somewhere on Reddit, a discussion of somebody who discovered Sebastian Tellier and wanted to find more erotic music and described the music by Sebastian Tellier he just found as something that makes for good background music when you've got your business socks on.
Oh. What?
Yes. So somebody, one person on earth, has described Sebastian Tellier as
your
that.
Your business socks?
Yeah.
Is this like that Flight of the Conchords song that's business time? Is that how it
definitely sounds along those lines, yeah.
The only thing anyone should ever talk about Sebastian Tellier is that song, Le Ritournelle. Who was it that said that they listened to the first time they listened to that song, they had to turn off the highway and just weep for a bit?
Yeah.
I don't know it. What's it about?
You will know. I mean, it's one of those.
Sing it.
It's always on Chill FM.
When are you listening to Chill FM?
I think that's doing it a disservice. I think it's absolutely
apparently, if not on that song, Tony Allen played on that album, which I didn't realise.
Did he?
Off of drums, yeah.
When you're having one of those cinematic nights and pretending to be in a movie, put that on.
Oh, every night it's like that for me.
What are we discovering here then? Socks are far sexier than we gave them credit for.
Well, I just wanted to bring in, you know, stockings and hosiery to the equation.
You always do.
I think that's another episode.
Well, I mean, the definition here clearly was that socks and socks and stocking are interchangeably used terms throughout history.
Can we talk about Sock City?
Well, in China,
Sock City, yeah.
Oh, is that where they're all made?
The city of Zhuji, become known as Sock City.
Is that in Datang province?
Datang province. It says here.
Because we've read the same article.
Currently produces 8 billion pairs of socks each year, a third of the world's sock production, effectively creating 2 pairs of socks for every person on the planet in 2011. Wow. My words, not Wikipedia's.
Does anyone know about the train that goes from eastern China all the way to London? It goes to Barking in East London.
What?
And it takes 18 days. Yeah. And The same train. Just carrying socks.
What?
Yeah.
That's incredible.
Do they like shovel socks into the fire in the front of the engine?
Yeah. Wow. 2 for every passenger.
18 days.
Yeah, I would love to travel on that train.
That would be a great article, like, wouldn't it?
Yeah. The socks that you're wearing right now may have travelled 18 days by train to Barking.
Why to Barking?
From China.
Does it stop at any point along the way?
It stops loads of times, yeah. And in fact, they all get moved.
Shovels
they all get moved and onto another train. So it's not technically the same train.
It stops at a sock home.
Sockchi.
Sockport.
Sockport. Brilliant. We are now bursting at the seams with sock-centric trivia, but it's now time for my guests to vote for the song they think best embodies these cherished, slightly geeky garments. They can't vote for their own song, and we're going to begin with the contestant who went first. That's you, Sarah.
It is me. It's a tough one because I didn't think any of your arguments were particularly good.
That's a fair point.
So I'm going to have to go with the song that I think sounds most like a personification of sweetness of socks, and that's the This Is The Kit song. So I'm going with you, Hazel.
Okay.
Thank you. It's all right.
Ian.
As someone who takes great importance in the matching of socks to an outfit, I've got no choice really but to go with Sarah's choice of Fats Waller, and your socks don't match.
Hazel.
Stormzy, because I think that socks are so, as we discussed, quite a familiar motif in hip-hop, and he is the closest that we have to hip-hop on the panel this evening.
Richie.
I think, again, if we're going to musically embody a sock, my mind keeps going back to This Is The Kit.
So there you have it. Christ. A matching pair. The song that shall forever soundtrack socks is Our Socks Forevermore by This Is The Kit. Well done, Hazel. Listen to our socks playlist at therestisnoise.org and stay tuned for our next episode, where we'll be cheerily deciding the ultimate funeral song. A word of victory from the winner.
It's all about the sock train.
The rest is just noise. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Bye. Bye-bye.